This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Columbia Tire Sales, Pella Corporation, and Skuring and Utermart. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Manen, Seatster, Meyer & Nickel, Crossroads of Pella, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Enjoy the program.
What do we need to know about recent changes in tax laws? In the seventh part of a 10-part program on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Kevin Wadley, CPA.
Well, Kevin, there's been some historic tax reform this past year. What does it mean for us when we file our taxes?
In short, it means change. We've seen so many sweeping changes across rates, forms, credits. Everyone will see something different with their tax return this year, and I can't even say that it will be consistent because the changes will affect different people in different ways.
And what have you had to do to get up to speed on this new legislation?
Fortunately, not as much as in past years. In recent years, most of the legislation would happen after the November election, and then it's a scramble to learn in about 4 to 6 weeks what the changes are. This year's changes actually were enacted back in January. So we've had the better part of the year to digest what has happened. Yes, we've gone to continuing education classes. I've taken a few extra webinars this year to learn along the way about some of the changes. And just as always, there are a few things that we'll learn as we go. We'll find out the nuances of these changes once we roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Well, I understand it's simpler. At least people say it's simpler, is it?
In some ways, yeah. I think there will be more people that will be able to file a simpler return this year. I think that's accurate. Whether it seems simpler in the process is yet to be determined because the Form 1040 itself has changed dramatically, and there are new schedules 1 through 6 that supplement the Form 1040 that haven't existed before. It's not any new data, just a different format. And I think that could be a stumbling block at times.
Yeah, we don't like anything new, really.
No, that's probably one of the things that's most difficult for someone like my personality as a CPA. We like to know what we know, and we like to be able to go through the routines. And anything like this, while it may not be that much of a change, it's still looking different, and it'll probably add some time.
I've heard there's some changes in deductions. Can you go over some of those?
Sure. One of the biggest misconceptions that I've heard, or at least most frequent, is that charitable contribution deduction no longer exists, and that's not true. I think there was a fear that it would be effectively gone. What has happened is the standard deduction for a single person, for a single person with children at home considered head of household, for a married couple filing a joint return, have all increased significantly, almost doubled. And because of that, not as many people will probably file an itemized deduction schedule on their federal tax return this year. Maybe their mortgage interest isn't as much as it used to be, or adding that with all of the other deductions such as property taxes and state income tax, which by the way is limited to $10,000 now, where before there was no limit on that deduction. Charitable contributions added to this. If it doesn't add up to the amount of the standard deduction, then you'll take the standard deduction. However, there's still the Iowa tax return to consider, which has not changed. So there still will be merit to keeping track of all of the usual deductions.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, Motor and Auto Group, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham.
I continued my conversation about changes in tax laws with Kevin Wadley, CPA.
Okay, so keep track of mileage, meals, if that's part of what your job.
Yes, unfortunately not as much bite to that one either. On the federal side, for those of you that have a job that causes you to travel where you're not reimbursed by your employer, that deduction is actually gone is a 2% miscellaneous itemized deduction. However, it still exists on the IR return. So once again, it is valid, usable, but maybe not as much of a tax benefit as it used to be.
So better ask for that raise to compensate for that.
Well, good luck.
So more of us will be not itemizing, but we should still keep track of it, just in case and for the Iowa.
Correct.
What else?
All kinds of changes. Tax rates are lower. The brackets for those rates are lower. In the past, we've gone from the 10% rate to the 15 to then 25. Now we go from 10 to 12 to 22, and each of those brackets are actually wider. So we are effectively paying less in income tax. The interesting part is most of you that have an employer, you have taxes withheld from your paycheck. You've probably seen less tax withheld based on all these rate changes. So I would caution you when it comes time to look for your refund, it may not increase. In fact, you may have enough of a change, you might see it go the other way. So don't be surprised if things haven't changed significantly on the bottom line. But in all fairness, compare the amount of tax you pay this year compared to the actual tax last year. There have been some changes in credits. The child tax credit for children under 17 has doubled. It is now $2,000 per child rather than $1,000. And the income level for someone being eligible for that credit has almost tripled. So there will be many people who haven't been eligible for that credit before that will now. Also, a new credit for the children you're claiming as dependents, ages 17 to 23. It's not a lot. It's $500 a child, but it's more than we've gotten before. So, yeah, changes abound.
What else do we need to know?
Start early. I think there are enough changes this year. If you are one who prepares your own tax return, don't wait until the last minute if you normally do. Be patient. Those of you that have investments, you know that you'll be receiving statements in February, most likely. So you're going to have a more narrow window. But if you're preparing it yourself, take your time and make sure to double check your data. For those of you that use a preparer, the same rules apply. Give them as much time as you can, but also be patient because there are so many changes this year, we're going to see difficulties on both sides.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, and Anytime Fitness in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella Regional Health Center, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation about changes in tax laws with Kevin Wadley, CPA.
Now, if I remember right, there was some delay in receiving some returns. Was that at the federal or state level? And is that going to happen?
That might have been at the state level, and I'm not sure what the plan is this year.
We didn't have enough money. That's what it was.
Well, that's the rumor. I don't know that was confirmed.
Yeah, I thought the our coffers didn't have enough and they delayed it, but we don't know that for sure.
Well, I will say I don't know that for sure, and so I'm going to be cautious on opining.
Another good reason to file early.
Sure, sure. I always am an advocate of filing early in case something comes up where a change needs to be made and that change causes you to owe additional tax. It's always better to correct it before the due date because then there's no additional interest or penalty assessed. Just make sure you have everything in place before you file. Unfortunately, we have had a few people in the past be in a bit of a rush, get in early, they say they have everything, we finish the return, and then it turns out another document arrives. So in the words of John Wooden, be quick, but not in a hurry.
Okay. Well, what's the biggest mistake people make? Is that it, not preparing in time?
Yeah. If we're talking after the fact, yes. It's a matter of something out of the ordinary happened earlier in the prior year. They forgot about it, prepared the tax return, and then the document related to that event arrives. And now an amendment has to be prepared. If we're looking forward, I think the most common, if you can call it a mistake, is folks don't ask what the effect of their decisions happen to be. Whether it's someone that has a marketplace health insurance plan and there is an event that changes their income for the year that would likely change their subsidy, but they don't inquire about it, end up with some very unfortunate news at the end of the year. Or someone is counting on a refund. Maybe they took a distribution from their retirement plan, thought enough tax was taken out, but they didn't know for sure because they didn't check in. Usually it's just a matter of they didn't ask, and so they didn't know.
The tax cut, one hears all kinds of things about it. Was it a good thing? You hear that it was a tax cut for the rich. I often hear that. Did it impact middle-income people too? I mean, was it a tax cut for the middle class? Yes or no?
I think that remains to be seen. I would say we'll know more after this year. My personal opinion, the middle class will see a cut. The magnitude of that cut, I think, will be how some folks will determine the success. The unfortunate part is the middle class is the largest section of our population. So if we're going to move the needle when it comes to any effective income tax, whether it's positive or negative revenue-wise for the government, that's the area that's going to have to move or not move. Some people are going to see some significant changes. Other people are going to see little to nothing. So, like I said, these changes are so widespreading, we might have one tax return that has changes in five different areas, and some may negate others.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Newton Village, Culver's of Pella, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, IntelliSense of Pella, Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Amanda Krenz, iHealth Solutions, and Mercy Clinics Indianola.
I continued my conversation about changes in tax laws with Kevin Wadley, CPA.
Could that be at the same or similar income levels? Are you talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It all depends on, well, I'll give you an example. The personal exemption deduction is gone, which in the past has been roughly $4,000 per person. Well, you take a family of five, you just took away $20,000 in tax deductions from them. On the other hand, if they were in the 25% tax bracket, which means they went through the 10, 15, and then in the 25% bracket, and now they go 10, 12, and 22, and maybe not very much in the 22, there may have been enough change in their tax rate to offset that loss of $20,000 in deductions.
And we're not going to know until we submit it. Surely the people that designed this did all kinds of simulations to figure out what was going to happen.
I would like to think they did, but I don't know that I'm going to give them that much credit. There are so many variables in these equations, I don't know how they could run enough scenarios to know for sure. I think they would have to keep it very simple with extrapolating the possibilities.
And I presume that's not the situation with just this change in tax law. It's the same thing in the past as well.
Sure. The Affordable Care Act had all kinds of unintended consequences. I think we'll see the same thing with this one. Now, whether those unintended consequences are positive or negative remains to be seen. But I think we've gotten so extreme in the changes in laws the last couple times, it's going to be really difficult to find where the middle lies anymore.
And you're just having to keep taking webinars and classes to keep up with it. It's just like I'm sitting here thinking, it's tough for the average person to be able to know what to do.
Right, right. I would say we had probably gotten into a bit of a channel as tax preparers over the last 15 years. Whatever changes came were cosmetic, and we could plan, but yet we would have to make minor changes. This one's pretty significant. In fact, I think I heard the word simplification used several times in this. My first job back in 1994, I remember one of the partners telling me, that the last time the government simplified the tax code, the number of returns they did increased by 20%. So simplification is a funny word in the tax world.
What's the most important thing that you can share with us today?
Be careful. The IRS funding has declined steadily in recent years. Their staffing has declined through attrition, through retirement. Congress has not really made an effort to keep their systems up. And in doing so, we've had issues with identity theft. I've had several clients in the past receive letters requesting additional data for their tax returns. They hadn't filed their tax returns yet. So they had to go through the identity theft process with the IRS. So keep an eye on your data. If you use any kind of credit card or a company like LifeLock where you can access your credit history and be aware of any breaches, be aware of that. At the same time, don't be so greedy that you open yourself up for problems if you do get an audit. I think people are more aggressive than they used to be because the fear of an IRS audit is waning. And I'd hate to see people get so greedy that they get caught.
Thanks to Kevin Wadley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.